off protocol and kind of in practice, I think RIT is an underutilized option for many patients. And in part, I think, because of people just getting more familiar with it, in part because of the logistics involved in trying to kind of sort it out. I think it's relatively easy in your own practice to just set up with your nurse getting CHOP-R, but it takes a little bit more effort to coordinate the scheduling and the pre-certifications and all that to get RIT. But nonetheless, I think it can be a very useful agent. The data suggests that it can be very helpful in rituximab refractory patients and in chemo refractory patients in indolent and in transformed lymphomas. So I use it in responsive disease but with short remission. So if I have a relapsed follicular patient that's had a couple prior regimens, I give them chemo and maybe they have a 6-month response. They've just been through 6 months of chemo. You're saying, can we get something that's going to get us a little bit longer? I think RIT really fits the bill there. I think in the other histologies outside of the indolent histology, such as large cell and mantle cell, the single agent is much more limited, and where I think we're going is kind of doing a debulking step with some chemo-R followed by the radioimmunotherapy as a consolidation. And that's, I think, where we'll ultimately go in those histologies.
What about the choice of Bexxar versus Zevlin?
Well, I think they're more similar than they are different. And I think that for me, the big issue is not which one. It's using RIT at all. I mean, I think that in some cases that comes down to a practical issue. You know, if your hospital is using one or your referral center is using one or where you are is using one versus the other. I think it's like a Venn diagram and there's a lot of overlap between the two circles there. And so I think in most cases when you're going to use RIT, if you can get RIT, I wouldn't fight a battle over one versus the other, but, you know, use the one that you can get and have access to.